Support for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation and Stonyfield Farm.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, welcome to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. The organic food industry is the fastest growing segment for food sales in the U.S., rising by 20% a year. Produce, poultry, dairy, and meat can be certified organic by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and now purveyors of seafood are trying to cash in and get their products certified organic as well. But as Rachel Gottbaum reports, creating organic standards for fish is a complicated matter.
Though it looks like an ordinary farm with sprawling acres of greenhouses, Ocean Boy Farms in Clewiston, Florida, is different. For one thing, it's the only farm in the country where shrimp are grown inland. There's also no polluting runoff. The water in the 24 man-made ponds where the shrimp are raised is treated and recycled. On a spring afternoon, Vice President of Production Michael Mullione drives his black truck around for a tour of the 900-acre property.
These paddle wheels are important because it moves the water in a circular motion and concentrates whatever wastes are generated in the pond towards the center drain.
All visitors must wear protective white lab suits to keep from contaminating the shrimp stocks. That's because these shrimp are not treated with antibiotics or other additives. If they get sick, the whole batch must be destroyed. And they're fed what Mullione calls 100% organic feed, made from tilapia cultivated on the farm. Inside the greenhouse, millions of tiny translucent shrimp are growing in large tanks that look like bathtubs. The water is algae green.
These little lines that you see, this is the vein of the shrimp, what most people like in an adult shrimp to take out, that's the intestine. And you'll see that all these animals have full guts, which means they're fully fed. Part of that food is the organic formula that we give them.
Ocean Boy Farms is the only seafood company in the United States to receive USDA organic certification. The owners hope that their $50 million business investment will pay off because they're banking on consumer demand for organic products continuing to grow. Nowhere was that demand more obvious than at the International Seafood Show held recently in Boston. This is the largest trade show for seafood in the U.S. For the first time in its history, among the hundreds of fishmongers from around the globe, a handful were selling organic products. The largest seller is Emerald Organics, a two-year-old company which markets fish certified organic in Europe and South America. Michael McNichols runs the company and was showing off his products to a buyer from China.
The one in the back is Croker. That's farmed in the Mediterranean. In front of the cod is salmon, which is farmed in Ireland. In front of that is sea bass and sea bream. We have a number of other products, such as organic sturgeon and caviar, which are farmed in Spain.
At the other end of the hall, a buyer from one of America's largest food companies gave his pitch to the salespeople at the Ocean Boy Farms organic shrimp booth. Bill Bush is a purchasing manager for Nestle USA.
Our consumer is, you know, especially on the lean cuisine side, they are health conscious. And Nestle's is moving to a wellness company. We don't even like to be called a food company anymore. We're a wellness company, health and wellness.
It seems almost every company is interested in getting in on the wellness craze. The buzz about organics doesn't surprise Howard Johnson. He runs his own seafood marketing and research firm called H.M. Johnson & Associates.
More and more you're going to see in these trade booths words like wild, natural, organic, sustainable. People are starting to get the message that there's a market for this. And I've been in this business for 30 years, and that's sort of a sea change, if you will. It's exciting to the industry because the organic food market in this country is growing by about 19 to 20% a year, has been for the last 5 years. So the seafood people see that, and they would like to become a part of that. And the retailers and consumers would also like to see that.
There are still no organic standards for seafood in the U.S., Ocean Boy Farms received its certification under the livestock rules, and the USDA is currently challenging that decision made by one of its contracted certifiers. Currently, U.S. consumers can buy fish that has been certified organic from Europe and other countries. But that worries some people.
The upshot is that when consumers in this country buy seafood that is labeled organic in a grocery store, they really don't know what they're getting.
Becky Goldberg is senior scientist for environmental defense in New York.
the organically certified fish that's imported may be fed diets that are actually relatively high in contaminants like PCBs and dioxins. So there isn't even a guarantee that you're getting a healthy product when you buy so-called organic seafood at a store in the United States.
Goldberg helped the government develop its current national organic standards. She says certifying farm-raised or even wild fish is much more complicated and expensive than organic livestock or crops.
If you have a farm, you own the piece of land, you can control what goes on that piece of land. For the most part, you can create an organic system that most people would be comfortable with. But it's different in the ocean, which is held in the public trust. It's everybody's. And so no individual who is farming a fish in the ocean has nearly as much control over what goes on.
Goldberg worries that politics and market pressures to certify certain species of fish will end up watering down organic standards. For example, organically raised livestock must be fed an organic diet. But salmon are carnivores and are fed on other ocean fish that may be contaminated. Would salmon farmers be willing to overhaul production methods and invest in new technology needed to create organic fish feeds? Current organic standards also call for strict waste and reuse protocols. Most farm-raised fish is grown in nets out in the ocean. How would fish farmers recycle waste and keep pollutants from entering the ocean's ecosystem? Those are questions that remain unanswered. On a recent afternoon, the Whole Foods market in Swampscott, Massachusetts, is quiet. There are a few people at the fish counter, where farmed and wild fish from waters near and far are displayed.
Can I get a pound of the haddock? Can you take the skin off?
Whole Foods is the largest retailer of organic food in the U.S. The market chain's fish sales grew by 15% last year, but none of the seafood was labeled organic. Dave Pilot is the Northeast Regional Seafood Director for Whole Foods. He says until USDA standards are developed for seafood, placing an organic label on fish is confusing to consumers.
When organic seafood started coming out in the marketplace, we took a look at the different certifying bodies, and it was easy to notice that the certifying bodies in Europe all have different standards. So we said, for now, it would be fairest not to use the word organic.
In 2003, at the urging of Alaska lawmakers, Congress gave the USDA authority to develop organic standards for wild fish. Alaska sells 95% of all wild salmon in the U.S. Recent reports that farm-raised salmon can be contaminated with PCBs and other toxins gave the Alaska fishing industry a boost, and sales of wild salmon reached $235 million last year. Alaska fishermen don't want to lose that market edge and are pushing to get their products certified organic, too.
Wild salmon is exactly what consumers are thinking of when they think of the word organic.
Bill Wolf is a legislative assistant for Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska.
A wild salmon that is spawned in absolutely pristine fresh waters, swims out to sea in the cold waters of the North Pacific, it is not picking up any contaminants, and swims back into that same pristine stream, and it's caught at the absolute peak of condition. That's the most natural product that I can imagine from anywhere in the world, and yet the organic food industry says, oh no, you can't use our label.
Wolf says in order to give wild fish and some types of farm-raised seafood an organic label, new standards may have to be adopted. And that's exactly what environmentalists and those in the organic community worry about. Whole Foods fish buyer Dave Pilot.
If it's decided that wild fish can also be termed organic, I think that would set a dangerous precedent. I think folks, when they buy organic, it's all about the source. They want to know where it came from, what feed, what's in the feed, how it was raised. And with wild fish, I think it's almost impossible to know. Fish can swim for thousands of miles. Fish are migratory. So to label any seafood organic, I think could at the least be a tricky situation.
That's one of the tricky situations the USDA is just now beginning to grapple with. The agency is currently assembling a task force to begin work developing organic standards for aquatic animals. Consumers can expect to find fish certified with the USDA organic label in markets sometime next year. For Living on Earth, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your iPod or other personal listening device. The address is livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. CDs and transcripts are $15.